Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. All my neighbors, I see you guys are in here. Please, welcome. Welcome. Take your seats. There's beverages, but don't eat too much because you guys are guests. Here, you guys are motherfucking guests. So shout out to our nosy neighbors and our plus ones. This is another week of mess for us to get through in the next 30, 45 minutes. So make sure you silence your phones. Make sure you put your babies to sleep. Because I know a lot of y'all got children. Even the ones that don't got children, y'all got throat babies. So put all of the babies to sleep.
Excuse me?
Put them all to sleep.
just like
any other day, we want you guys to subscribe to our Patreon. You know, you guys are in our house. You guys come through twice a week. You guys hear us talk twice a week. So, you know, put some snaps on that motherfucking petrol. You know, put some money in the tank.
How much they pay for those two episodes they get a week?
None.
Zero.
$3.99.
So I don't see the problem. Y'all give y'all side joints more bread than that. So at least we helping your life out.
Y'all being Clubhouse Cash Apping niggas.
Facts.
More than that.
We ain't gonna speak on that.
So subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. You know, make sure that where you're listening to this, make sure you like, make sure you rate. Make sure you subscribe. If you guys are on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a message for us. You know, leave a little
nice
something.
Nice little shump.
You know, we appreciate that. And make sure that you guys are rating 5 stars. Why, Mouse?
Because we are children and we need validation. So please let us know we're doing a good job.
Indeed. So our
that's
queen.
That's a good sweater today, Mac. That is a good sweater. I like that.
Thank you. You know, a kid special.
I'm gonna make an offer that you can't refuse.
Yeah, man. It feels feels good. I had to do it.
The Don Vito would like to see you.
So today we're going to talk about a few different things, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna have a little bit of fun. Yeah.
We're being very nosy today. We are being very nosy today.
We're
getting all up in the business.
We're going to start with a battle between two queens.
Wait a fucking minute, Mac Wiles. You wait one black minute.
Yes.
You forgot a very important thing about today's episode.
Wait 1 minute, because a black minute is like 20, so could we get
know,
the...
Yeah.
You wait one half black minute.
Okay. What's the other half though?
You wait one big lotto minute.
Wow. Okay. I see where we're gonna be today. If you guys
today,
don't understand. Yeah, go ahead, Mouse.
We are announcing the first ever, hopefully not the last, but the first
not the last.
Ever. Canoodle Corner Live. Canoodle Corner is going live. The Canoodle Corner is going live. Y'all asking how? Well, this is how it's going to go. you are going to send us an email to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. A video submission is needed. Okay. A video, men and women. We need men and women, women and women, women, men and men. Whoever looking for love, let us know what you're looking for so we know how to hook
Even
you
up. Even if it's your but friend, we'll take friends too. If you want to hook your friend up, I kind of like that.
Friend.
I like that.
So we are going to be looking. It doesn't matter where you're from. We are going to be setting you up. Nobody is going to be without a Valentine this year if it's up to the guys next door. So what's going to happen is you guys hear this right now. You're going to go email us a video submission of why it should be you, why we should hook you up on the Canoodle Corner, why we should take the time out to hook you up. And then we're going to go through it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to have deliberations. We're going to pick the most likely successful couple. And then we are going to hook y'all up on a virtual date. And where y'all go from there, it's on you. But guess what? This virtual date will be seen by all of your neighbors. We are all going to be there. We are going to be there. The guys next door, me, Mac, and Ryan, we are going to be there on the date with you. We are going to take care of your dinner. We're going to have drinks sent to y'all. Y'all going to have libations, vibes. The Get the Drawers playlist 2021 is going to be playing in the background. We got y'all this Valentine's Day. So if you need to have your video submission in by
The next nosy neighbors.
So literally from today, you have seven whole days, and best on you.
I say we can kind of give them till the 8th.
To the 8th?
Because I'm looking. It's like a 2 week, gap. And then you still got another week to prepare for the actual day.
All right, so submissions have to be in by
I will tell you this. The later your submission is in, the less I think you really need love because it took you too long.
No later than February.
I know people that need love right now.
No later than February the 8th, the Canoodle Corner. No, you cannot canoodle with any of us. Ain't happening.
If I don't have a girl by next Valentine's Day, I offer myself to the Valentine's Canoodle Corner.
But also, you guys have to let us know your type. You got to let us know your type. You have to let us know in that video submission your type, where you're from. We need to see you head to toe. We need to see you. Fellas, you too. But make sure you're fully clothed. If we see you any videos with your shirts off, you're out of here. You're done, son. You are a done bun. Okay.
It is not one of those shows.
Che, shut the fuck up, Che. That's what you could do.
Che, relax.
Thank you very much.
Che, relax.
Thank you.
Relax.
But yes, the first ever live Canoodle Corner is happening. Make sure your video submission is in by when? February the 8th. No later. Guys next door, 123. In the subject line, put Canoodle Corner, have your video submission. Now, let's get to the show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got a show for you today. We're speaking about two queens battling it out, and one, I don't want to say losing because it didn't feel like she lost. It didn't feel like she lost because
she lost. Stop playing. She is not one of them.
I'm about to say, hold on, listen. Things was banging, so it was a win.
I told Mate, my brother.
It was a win for us.
It was a win for us,
but not for her.
But for her,
It could have been a win for her.
You know, it depends. It depends.
Depends on what your wins are.
It only would have been a win for her if I was there.
Oh wow! All right, Mouse Jones. Okay, we're also going to speak about a Caucasoid handling his women the wrong way. You got to hate that. We're going to speak about a highly elevated figure in my head. Speaking to the preachers and pastors, and we also have my favorite good shit, black man. God damn, black man. So
let's get into it. What are we starting with?
And we also have a very light skinned conversation to get into, but we'll talk about that.
No,
after.
Don't put that
we're also going to talk about that afterwards, but let's start with the queens. For anybody who doesn't know, if you are under a rock or something like that, the two queens, Keisha Cole and Ashanti, battled it out last week. goodness gracious.
Well, I don't know how much battling Keisha Cole did.
She battled that vodka.
She battled that vodka. She battled some tears. She battled some emotion. She battled herself. Keisha, at one point, Keisha didn't show up.
First of all, Keisha came 3 hours late with an attitude. I didn't like it. So in my book, it was already down.
And then was early for her break.
And then was early for her break. She said, can we take a break? I ain't got no time.
Like, what's up with you? Them titties can take a break. Right here.
Man.
Break me off a piece. How about that?
Break on me.
Yeah, please.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. I'll bust, listen, I'll Sean, bust listen. Keisha to an Ashanti song.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. When it comes down to it, now, a lot of people talking cash shit. I was one of them. I didn't think that it was going to do well. I didn't think a lot of people cared, gave a fuck. One, I didn't think they had 20 records, which we know they didn't. Like, that was evident that they didn't have 20 records. Wow. But they shut a lot of people the fuck up. They had one of the highest rate of bat. Like, they did a few times.
If you promote a show 4 times...
But a lot of people watched it was fed up.
We wasn't as excited as the first time or even the second time. Second time we were still like, all right. The third time we was just like, just play this shit.
Come on,
like,
son.
Just do it.
Come on, hey.
And we watched it like,
you right.
And then when Keisha came with the attitude, we was definitely fed up. Like, yo, we waited 3 weeks that had nothing to do with us. Then you come in here 3 hours late with an attitude. You lucky we not in the room. We'd have booed you.
Oh, I would have booed.
Boo! I would have said boo.
Yo, I do want to say that Ashanti Bernice Burgos looked amazing.
Hold on, wait.
I was wondering why he said Ashanti and then Bernice when he sent that text. And I was just like, what did Bernice do this week? But Bernice doesn't have to do shit.
With us. Ashanti Bernice Burgos, because Ashanti, that's who she's become. She's become Bernice, and I'm okay with it.
Wow.
She's born.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic. It was
and listen, she when Keisha said, can we take a break? And Ashanti said, I got a wedgie in the front. I was like, I will help get that with my teeth. I will help you.
Put it right here.
In my face. God, that woman is fine. Lord. I don't even remember what was played. There were some songs played, some songs remembered. I did remember at one point she played Foolish and I couldn't unsee Terrence Howard with the one against the grain. Yeah, I remember he had the one against the grain stomping around the house. He was so mad.
He was upset.
That's terrible.
What was your favorite record played that night?
You know what? I would say my favorite record. I mean, I love that Rain On Me record. Rain On Me. That played, right?
Yeah. What you mean it played?
I'm about to say it, right?
Yeah, listen.
It had to have played. Mouse, what about you?
For me, I would. Movies, man. Movies is that girl, man. Not gonna hold you. And I slept on it. I'm not gonna hold you. I slept on it.
I wanna end in the movie.
I'm not gonna hold you.
That's a vibe.
I was put up on it. Shorty put me up on that record. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, she put me up on that record when I made a playlist. She put me on that record. Like, I forgot this record. That's a good joint. As our Philly brother would say, that's a good joint. What about you, Ry?
Yeah.
I love Unfoolish. I mean, Foolish.
You saw and how she flipped it to the Biggie verse. It was like a nice little. I wasn't mad.
I just like her. She got a lot of records that I like. A lot.
You say that the winner of that evening was Keisha Cole's breast. They won.
Keisha won most valuable player, and Ashanti won a chip.
Yep.
But yeah, shout out to them. Definitely want to shout out to them. Also, I would like to say that no other battle has ever been sponsored more correctly. Let me tell you.
Explain.
Like Doritos in the back and all that?
Doritos, Glossier, and Ciroc. Any woman that listens to Ashanti and Keisha Cole uses Glossier, eats Doritos, and drinks Ciroc.
Wow. Wow. Mouse Jones, I don't think you've ever been more like
just being honest here, sir.
That's what they call it, a big old fact. That's what they call a big old fact. Okay. Let's get to the next part. The Seattle Seahawks released Chad Wheeler following this domestic violence arrest. So I don't know if you guys seen, apparently the Seattle Seahawks player, Chad Wheeler, he put hands and feet on this young lady.
The article said that she woke up from being unconscious and he said, "Damn, you still alive?"
And he said, "Damn, you're still alive."
He thought he killed her. He threw her, she knocked out, and then he was hitting her. And then when she woke up, he was like on the bed watching TV or some shit. And he looked at her and was like, "Damn, you still," he's like, "I thought she was dead."
From what I read, she like reached out to the team or something like that and mentioned like he was off of his pills or something.
I don't know that part, like she, actually.
Yeah, I think she said something like he's off of his bipolar.
And in this situation, I don't even care for the he was off or whatever. The fact that the woman that you almost killed is the person that's still defending you is it hurts me. Because seeing this young lady's face was retarded, and especially
after, and it's a black lady, and it's a black queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like to see a queen defend a white guy who she was in love with, is it whatever, based off the fact that he didn't use medication. Don't get me wrong. That's a slim.
It's a very real thing. It's a very real thing.
Like I have people in my family with the same like issues and problems. I get it and I totally understand it. So, and I've known where they've come and where they're going and where they've been. But at the end of the day, that is another world and another. I see Mouse is very quiet.
I know Mouse is chewing over there.
Because first and foremost, I want to respect and acknowledge anyone who's ever, you know, any woman, any black woman listening that could be affected by, you know, this topic we're talking about. Absolutely. You know, a trigger warning is typically what they say. So I want to do that. Then right after that, I want to make the very easy acknowledgement of anyone dating these Caucasoid Viking like creatures. There's that, right? What is the NFL going to do, right? You release him.
Mind you, they didn't kick him out of the NFL. They just made him a free agent.
But it's not done yet. This happened very recently. His team ain't in no nothing. So they have time to NFL really doesn't do great jobs at this. So if they don't get this shit right, do not be surprised.
I mean, it seems like they do a great job when it's taken, a black man.
They've taken more action against a man for kneeling than they have ever done when it comes to their players who abused women. And they love saying that we love making things race, but I'm just going by the numbers, and it looks like when the women are black, these things are definitely under the rug. So I wouldn't be surprised to see this caucus man back on the field, back on somebody's team. And I just want people to take into account, I am not by any way marginalizing or minimizing that this black woman is and should be the focal point of this. I'm just saying that the NFL will have this white man back in a uniform at some point. But Colin Kaepernick lost his livelihood
Colin Kaepernick lost
for protesting.
Yeah.
For protesting police brutality. That's all I want to say on that part. And in a bigger sense, because there was also a case last week in New York where a group of guys dragged a woman for turning them down. I want to say to the women, I'm saying this Mac does not have to stand by this. Ryan does not have to stand by this. What I'm about to say is strictly on my own volition. I stand on it by myself. The Shoot These Niggas Fund is a real thing. And if you ever feel endangered by any of these niggas, nigga being an all-encompassing word, meaning in white too, if you ever feel any in danger, shoot these niggas. And I will take care of your medical, your legal fees. Me, again, personally.
You know,
Shoot These Nigga Fund, I am telling y'all this. Because we play, like, people play with our black women so much, especially when it comes to violence against them, that somebody got to do something.
Ladies,
start booming these niggas. If a nigga make you feel uncomfortable, boom his ass. I will be there to take care of your medical, your legal fees. And that's on me. That's on my mama. That's on my kids. Shoot these niggas. Shoot these niggas. Stop playing. Shoot these niggas. Shoot them.
Hold on. I want to piggyback that sentiment. And not because, you know, I just want to piggyback or whatever to speak on too much of anything, but there's a gun club created by one of my big homies called the Revolt Gun Club. And one of the things that they specialize in is training women. Again, it's not, I'm not telling you to, you know, to do anything crazy or to feel like you have to do anything crazy. I'm telling you on my own volition that you guys need to be protected. And if you feel like these other people around you, men, women, whoever, aren't protecting you, then I implore you to learn how to protect yourself. And you know what? I will gladly pay for three women to go to class.
And then I'll pay for another three.
I'll pay for another three.
How much are these classes?
That's a fact. We'll figure that out.
Because I want to say I got another three, but yo, Mouse, you can split that three? You get six?
Listen, what? We all got three.
We all got three.
Including
our home. If Che wants to take that class,
it's
on us.
That is a big, big fact.
I'm so serious.
I want you guys to understand that it's bigger than just protecting yourself against some guys that are out here. It's, you know, you need to protect yourself because you deserve, as an American, it is your American right to know how to protect yourself. And I mean, that's what I got to say about that. Anyway, yeah, let's go into something a little lighter.
I get mad again. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go into something a little lighter. Wow.
Let's go into something a little lighter.
See how that goes?
Wow.
See how that
That guy Mac Wilds, man. That's why they pay him the big bucks.
Danny Lay. How do I begin this? How do I finish this? So Danny Lay,
that bitch
started off when she unfollowed Mouse. Wow. And then she unfollowed me. She might have followed me first, but it don't matter. This where
why do you think started. I got unfollowed first?
I always think it's you. You was born first.
I wonder if I got him followed.
Nah, you still
good.
You're good.
I'm about to say, Che, can you check and see? I checked.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, that bitch came in our studios, sat in our fucking studios, laughed and joked with us, drank our Essentia.
It's because Max a yellow bone. That's why she didn't follow him.
Wow. right. us dark skinned brothers always
they always violate us, but it's all right. We're gonna stay black. Black and beautiful. I love you, Queens. I just want to let y'all know that before we talk about her. I love y'all. I love y'all, Queens.
Black like the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck.
Black like Michael Blackson's black ass feet.
Yo, that nigga's feet is black. That nigga's black, feet black.
Black like the bottom of Steven Victor's LA Dodgers hat.
He had the black nasty.
Yo, he got so many. He has like an assortment of them. Like, there's so many LA black nasties he has. Like, let him go. Fuck?
But back to you.
Back to, so Dani Leigh released this song called Yellow Bone, where she's speaking to her color. She says her man loves her because she's a yellow bone. Blah 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 blah. And you know, because of the timing or just the time that we're in right now, it ruffled. A few feathers. It ruffled quite a few feathers. And the internets, as Big Homie, as the OG would say, the internets have been going crazy. Mouse Jones, I'll let you start this off.
I just would like to read some of the lyrics here.
Please.
Yellow bone, that's what he wants. What he wants, what he wants, what he wants. Okay. Yellow bone, that's what he wants. What he wants, what he wants. Prada, me and Saint Laurent. Prada, me and Saint Laurent. Yellow, yellow, what he want. Yellow, yellow, what he want. Yellow.
I don't know if it, for me, I don't know. I don't know if, because I really didn't listen to the lyrics before. I thought the song trash anyway. So for me to know that she probably didn't write that trash is even worse.
She did write it. She writes the majority of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Yeah. She
heard you chant.
Listen, that I would like to reiterate my earlier point.
Let's check those credits.
that bitch dumb. Okay, listen. This is what happens when Spanish women get with black niggas and get too comfortable.
He hit the bottom. That's what it was. She thought she could just speak her mind freely.
Oh, he hit that.
I told you I blamed the baby for this.
Well,
listen, I don't know that man.
Nah, he just did it too well. He ain't gonna, too good.
He ain't gonna catch me in a North Carolina mall. Like, knock me out. Yeah, nah, I ain't having that. Nigga, yo, I seen a nigga punch a nigga out his pants. The nigga hit the nigga, nigga got up, he ain't
dead ass. He had different. Yeah, baby, we love you at Guys you, Next Door.
We say dead ass because his ass was dead out. That's
we really, love
that's
you at the Guys Next Door.
I tell you what, the baby, I ain't even gonna play with you. But I am gonna say, get your bitch together. That bitch bug. Get your bitch together. That is some. Listen, we deal with this a lot in the community where a black man to get with a Spanish bitch and she'll feel like she could just talk crazy. She could just say whatever. Like, nah, fuck out of here.
So my question is to the crew, right? Mm-hmm. Because I was listening to Charlamagne. I was listening to the Big Homie Charlamagne, and I listening to him talk about it, you know, he's like, you know, I don't understand why everybody's so up in arms about it. You know, it's a young lady who's speaking to her melanin, you know, to her color or lack thereof. You know, she's if we're all in a place now where we are, where we're supposed to be celebrating our color, celebrating our skin tones, et cetera, why is it so bad for a young lady to call herself a yellow bone and say, you know, a yellow bone is what he wants. It's not saying a yellow bone is what every nigga wants. So my question is, listening to Charlamagne, my question really is the problem that she's not black, that she's not of the diaspora, the diaspora, or is it really just because she's talking some like she's yellow bone and, you know, niggas are just really, really sensitive right now?
I think that you pronounce the word diaspora the same way we all do because we say it like we're reading it and we want to say diaspora.
Diaspora, yeah.
Well, but I think it's a little bit of both, right? One, you not black off rip, so shut the fuck up. Yellow bone is for black people. A yellow bone is a light-skinned black person, not a Spanish person. Also, when you're going and you're doing the TikToks and the videos, you're fucking painting yourself darker than you already are, stupid bitch. So what are you doing? You are appropriating and you are minding black people's business. So, Uncle Charlotte, that's why people are upset, because black women, as black women who don't have no other place to hide, no other name or anything, that they're black. That is always their identity. They did. This is their struggle. This is what they deal with. So if you think about it,
that's what I'm about to say. Women, so if Maya came out with this record, it'd be cool.
It's different. No, but it's a different. It would be a different conversation.
Okay.
You would be having that conversation with a black woman.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Not a Spanish woman.
So if Maya came out with the joint Yellow Bone,
it's still not okay.
It's still not okay, but it's okay for Beyonce to come out with Brown Skin Girl.
Yes.
Why?
Because colorism affects the darker. So Brown Skin Girl is celebrating people who typically do not get the love. We've always loved your light skin girl, yellow bones. We've always loved them. Always. Mm-hmm. So Brown Skin Girl is celebrating a marginalized people, and Yellow Bone is rubbing it in your face that I'm so light skinned.
I got a question. If she would have not used Yellow Bone but said something about how she's Spanish, would it still be as big of an uproar?
Wouldn't be my business.
No, but I'm just asking you from just outside looking in. Like if it was like
I really can't speak on it because I'm not Spanish, so I wouldn't know that.
Mac,
yes. Talk to me. Yes. Yes. Only half of me can speak.
We are live from the Latino neighborhood and the guys next door. Macwell. Mac William. Macito. Macito. On behalf of your people. If she would have said he likes himself what's a word? Give me a word. Give me a word, please.
Dimelo.
If she says she likes a Dykeman gal, I don't know. Talk to me. Anything. Would we still be like, and Shay, I want to ask you your little Spanish ass, but I can't.
Yeah, between Shay and Mac, we have a whole Spanish person on the podcast.
One whole Spanish person in this podcast. Yeah.
But Shay serve is bad, so I can't really get her comments.
Shay ain't put in the Wi-Fi in the house yet, so you know.
We still like we're underwater. We doing good right now.
but this is why I was kind of understanding where Charlamagne was coming from, right? Because if she did come out with a Spanish record, it wouldn't even be a thought. Like she already came out with the. She already came out with a record. It's called Dominican Mommy. It's pretty much the same exact shit.
If she would have came out with a Spanish record, it would have just been another record that nobody listened to from her.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
But because she came out with this terrible record, it got attention for it being a terrible fucking record. And most importantly, it being some shit you had no business speaking on.
So now my question is it bad because it's a bad record, or is it bad? Is it double bad because it's a bad record?
It's double bad.
Okay.
This is double layered bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad bad.
This is bad bad.
This is bad.
I'll say this on this topic, right? I understand where Charlamagne was coming from. And it's mainly because do I know even historically that light skinned people are better represented or given different abilities in society than darker skinned people? Yes, I do think so. I think that, and that's just historically, like since the back in the days, like even the women, the men that we seem to kind of lean towards or call amazing, it's because they have sometimes European features. You know, noses are smaller than usual, lips are maybe a little smaller. It's only
proximity to whiteness.
Exactly. It's only as of late that we've started to more appreciate the black side of us. You know, I like my baby hair with baby hair and afros. You know, before it was like, I need my shit laid, conked, laid, fried, and dyed to the side. Like it was always a whole thing. But I do believe that it is, and again, this is just me, I do believe that it's divisive. And I do think that we as a people, it's hard to for all of us to come together as a people when we're still divisive on something as a color, especially if it's not outwardly disrespectful to another color. If she's on here like, fuck dark skinned bitches, blah, 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 light skinned bitches get the money, I would be like, yo, you're bugging. But because it's not literally outwardly disrespectful to someone else, we should be cheering that on as much as we cheer on the brown skinned girls. We should all be together on this. Otherwise, we will continue to be divisive, and we'll never get anywhere for real. Just my two cents.
But on the same tip as a light skinned women or light skinned people in general, it is your job to use your privilege as a light skinned person for the betterment of the people suffering.
Absolutely.
Colors.
Absolutely.
And that there's no way around that.
200%.
I mean,
Shay, you must have talked to God to make sure that Wi-Fi stood tall for that long.
I was gonna say that shit stood tall for that 2 seconds.
Yep.
I'll say this. A lot of people say like her career is over because of this. I'll say this. She's not that big of an artist that it really is a thing for us to be like, oh, she's not that shit. Her stream's gonna be whatever. There are no shows right now. It's just a simple fact of somebody with no education on the subject doing something just sporadical and dumb. Like, she did some dumb shit. Her apology was dumb. Her PR is dumb.
I think the apology was worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could have made it a whole lot better. She would have probably, honestly, if a PR person was attached to this, they need to get fired. But in my mind, she just went off the top of her head and just hopped on and did this shit on her own. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when. Never mind. I don't even talk about it no more.
Yeah. All right. Let's get a little holding.
Yeah, we definitely gave this more time than anybody gave that song time.
Exactly. Wow. Let's talk longer than
her career.
Oh, wow. We need to speak about God in here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen, Erica Campbell. Had a little message to the pastors and preachers. She said, hey, preachers and pastor, you should rethink liking the pictures of ladies in sexy bikinis, especially when you're married. Even when the caption is deep and spiritual, you shouldn't double tap. I'm just saying. There's always some... I don't like it.
Something smells fishy in here. I don't like it one bit.
What don't you like, brother?
A preacher's kid, as somebody who was raised in church, somebody still
lives
in church.
I'm the son of a preacher, man.
We do put a lot of we put a lot on pastors. We put a lot on clergy members to be perfect. And then when they are human, we then act as if they were not human all this time. I don't really think there's anything wrong with any man liking a picture on Instagram, as long as it doesn't violate those near him, right? So if, you know, should you be liking like porn pictures? Probably not. OnlyFans and shit like, probably not. Because it probably wouldn't look good to like your wife if you got a wife. And like you said, you're married. Exactly. So it probably look crazy. But if a woman that you follow, you already follow her.
Mm-hmm.
So if they post a picture and you like it, you are still a man. So, you know, the church got some bullshit with them. So, you know, they love to push it under the rug and get mad when there's an explosion.
Whoa.
Yikes. Ooh.
You know, they love to throw all those bones in the closet and get mad when that door breaks. Like, listen, allow people to be human beings and you'd be all right. You trying to live so much holier than thou. That you really you're so spiritual, you're so spiritual woke that you're worldly dumb. You get what I'm saying? Like you're just dumb in the world. Like it's.
I think
he liked the picture. It's listen,
fine. I was about to say. Go ahead.
I think this, and I listen to some shit. I listen to some stuff. Part of my language because it's about the Lord. I listened to some stuff this weekend and something really stuck out to me, and it said some people believe in the wrong G. They looking up too much Google and they're not believing in God. So when it comes to situations like this, it's like you on the internet so much looking at what somebody's doing and you paying attention to everything that social media brings to your doorstep. But like Mal said, when you're a child of God, you're not perfect. You're not different than anybody else. You just made different sacrifices than some other people. So stop Googling shit and listen to the person who really tells you. And that's God. That's all.
The church loves the church people. Churchy people love to point the fucking finger as if they not in the motherfucking wrong. The church people. I'm talking about church people here.
All together. Yeah.
Churchy people love to fucking point the finger and duck the three or four that's pointing right back at they stupid ass. So because my sin is different from your sin, that you better than me. The Bible says no sin is greater than the other. So if you out here, so if I'm out here liking pictures lascivious pictures of other women that are my wife, cool. But you still lying to people. You lying to people. You selling hope. You falling short. You in your house not taking care of the house. You not standing. I don't know Erica Campbell from A Can of Paint, but Erica, you pointing a finger at these pastors, but is your husband fulfilled? You doing your wifely duties? You doing your duties as a Christian woman? Are you evangelizing? Are you walking around here spreading the gospel? Are you? I don't know that woman, but I'm asking these questions. You got to ask yourself before you start pointing.
Look thyself in the mirror.
I don't think that's in the Bible, but yeah, let's go with it.
Wow, that was a little spicy.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm just saying.
I had something to say, and then I didn't have anything to say. It was like, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was your nosy neighbors for this week. There's not much I can say about that. But before we leave, you motherfuckers know what time it is.
Get them.
Hold on, Mac. Before you do that, I just want to let motherfuckers know that we doing on February 14th. We doing. Yep. On Valentine's Day, motherfuckers, we going live with the Digital Canoodle Corner. Yes, me, Ryan, Mac Wilds, guys next door, all your neighbors, if they buy tickets, will be able to view the Canoodle Corner live. Yes, so send your video subscription to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com in the subject line, put Canoodle Corner. In your video submission, make sure you let us know that you're over 21. Yes, you have to show ID. Let us know, because if you don't, that you're offer it, because there will be drinks being sent out from our good friends at Remy. So you have to make sure that you let us know that you are 21, you are of age, or you will be disqualified. If we don't know you're 21, you will be disqualified. So make sure you show us your ID in that video submission so we know you're 21. Let us know what you like, why you deserve mm-hmm. to be on the Canoodle Corner. We are setting up the best two people. So if you're a man looking for a man, a woman looking for a woman, a man looking for a woman, let us know. We're putting it together. Send your video submissions to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com before February the 8th. Mac Wilds, where are we going?
We are going to my part of the show. This is my heart right here. This is my part.
Hey.
This is good shit, black man, and God damn, black man. That's what we're gonna
do. Let's get into it. What are we doing? We doing good news first or bad news first?
You know, we're gonna start with some good news. We're gonna start with some good news, and then we're gonna end in some bullshit.
Oh shit!
I love it. I love that for us.
I love that for us.
I love that.
So this week's good shit got black man goes to a young black man, really young. I'm talking about
not
10
like.
Years old.
I'm a young black man.
No.
That's what I gotta deal with.
I fucking hate that kid.
You're going to hell.
Yo, oh my gosh.
Yo, I was so mad when his song was at the end of fucking American Skin. I want the fucking.
It was a lot.
Oh, I was like, oh, I love this movie so much. Did I hear his little I was like, bitch.
By the way, everybody go see American Skin.
Y'all want to do a Patreon?
And speaking of American Skin, if you would like your skin to glow like ours, I have my own skincare line dropping. I just want to let y'all know that. I just felt the floor was open. knock.
do y'all want to do a Patreon about American Skin?
I'm with it. That movie is fire.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go to Philadelphia with this one. There's a 10-year-old boy. There's a 10-year-old boy who converted an old school bus into a mobile lemonade truck. Now, you got to understand, especially for these young black men to learn entrepreneurism at such a young age, to learn what to do with your money, to build your own company, to work for yourself. These are lessons that a lot of times, especially us kids from the 90s, we didn't learn until very later on. Low key, unless we were in the streets. That's the only way we would really learn these lessons. But this kid learned a very, very important lesson at a very, very young age. I only see high things for this kid, especially him launching a GoFundMe to expand the bus into a full food truck. Like he's already thinking ahead. He's a fifth grader. He makes unique teas, lemonades, comes in a dozen different flavors, started the business when he was just 8 years old. And just now starting to see the fruits of his labor. It's again, as a dad, it is amazing to watch. It is amazing to see. And my nigga, I'm literally looking for your page right now, because I'm if I can buy some stuff right now, like I promise you, kid, I'm about to buy some stuff, and you don't even have to just send it to me or just hand it out. Like that's, man. Yo, same good here. Shit, black man.
I'm at the
good shit, yeah. Black man.
Give me that information. I'm gonna go down to Philly next week.
That's a fact. I got you. So that's the good shit, black man. Now let's get into some bullshit.
Before you do that, this needs to be the first ever double head of good shit, black man. Cause you motherfuckers will not act like Trigger Trey songs. Ain't fucking here, never. An American motherfucking hero. Oh, fiend out the policeman. Put the policeman in the fiend. He put the nigga in the fiend.
Bro, had him like this. Like,
Nigga went and got nigga. It took mad cops to pull Trey Songz off that crack of man.
First and foremost, Trey, you've literally shown that Virginia singing niggas are not to be played with. You and Chris Brown.
They thought it was just Chris Brown.
You talking about my man Phil Nelson?
Oh,
my man Phil Nelson.
Ooh.
That's my guy.
Oh, hey, Trigger. Listen.
I would just like to say, which one of y'all?
Which one of y'all?
When I get fiend out by a nigga.
Listen. That's what the cop was saying. The cop was saying, which one of y'all gonna get this nigga off of me tonight?
Nigga was sick. But,
yo,
and did you see the nigga? Did you see his fucking pictures? His fucking jail pictures? The nigga took his fucking mugshot like this, boy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He took the mugshot with the middle finger on the face. I don't care. I don't ever want to hear no nigga tell me nothing about Tupac ever again. I don't ever want to hear y'all tell me anything about Tupac bitch ass ever again. It is Trey's fucking songs, nigga. Trigger. I've been listening to his discography on repeat for the past 5 days, nigga. I feel gangster, nigga.
So that's a real nigga right there, bro. That's a real nigga right there, bro. I can't even front. Hey, Trey, we applaud you. We applaud you, black man. And I pray you got a good lawyer. Good shit, bro.
That is Word to my mother. You play with me, cracker cops, and I got the Trey Songz for your stupid ass,
I'm Trey Songz
to every cracker cop that play with me, nigga. You're going into Trey Songz headlocks.
I'm putting headlocks on every motherfucker.
On all you bitches.
Son.
Shoot okay. program, okay. nigga. 23 hours lockdown.
All right. So, the goddamn black man got nothing on me. Yeah. So the goddamn black man. Apparently, King Kong had something on him. Chico DeBarge.
That's a lot of drug kids possession. Under the age of 30. A lot of kids under the age of 30 just said
impersonation. After identifying himself as his brother James DeBarge during a traffic stop. Now, I understand. All black people, they say all black people look alike. Shit, they say all light-skinned people look alike. They say me and Michael Ealy look alike. I mean, they're right. But still.
Well, they're right.
I'm about to say, they're right. They're right about that. But
Chico. Yeah, I borrowed each other's face.
Yeah. Shout out to the scientists that made us. Chico DeBarge was ready to throw his brother under the bus after he was caught, pulled over, near a shopping center in Burbank, and allegedly told the cops that his name was James. If this doesn't sound like some R. Kelly shit to me, why? First and foremost, why are we throwing our brothers under the bus?
First of all, he fits. Like I said, he's made it clear when every white person said, "Well, y'all kind of look alike." It's like you just want them to say we all look alike. And the moment you tried it, we didn't look alike.
That motherfucker, that white cop had went to motherfucking diversity training that day. He was not falling for it. He was like,
first of all, like, it's Chicago. It's Chicago, right? He probably knew Chico.
Burbank, LA.
Oh, I was in LA. Chico.
The craziest thing is he didn't show ID, nothing. He literally just said, "Yeah, I ain't got no ID, but my name is James." So
what light skinned nigga you know named James?
Your name Chico, brother. Niggas knew that.
No, hold on, not even that. No.
He looked like a Chico.
You famous, bro. Niggas know who, like.
Nah, I don't. He's famous, but he not like. He's not like.
He's not famous, but nigga, you acting like you can't get Googled. Like, bro, like, yeah, come on, son. Like,
but cops get him. I don't think he famous.
I think he just really
would know.
I think he really just looked up his name, and yes, he looks like his brother, but I feel like he was just like, nah.
Hold on, let me see if I.
And maybe you know, once you tell him somebody's name and they look it up, it's like, yeah, you're telling him this, but at the end of the day, it's like if you don't give up, if you fuck up on one bit of information,
Oh, like, yeah. Wow. Well, I'm not going to. Oh, James was the one that was married to Janet Jackson. And yep. they do look alike.
Not really.
Well, shit. Well, not today.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, no. I'm looking at a recent picture of Chico DeBarge. I mean, of James DeBarge. And they look alike. He could. Yeah, I understand why he said that.
Still, I mean, he tried it. But
you tried it, but you threw your brother under the bus.
But don't think this is the first time. Don't think this is the first time. They've been doing this for years. This is the first time we caught it on social media.
There's probably a kid. There's probably some beige kids walking around. I think James DeBarge is their real daddy, and it's really Chico.
Oh my God!
Wow, you want to
That's a felony, right? False identity.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
A felony. No, I don't think that's a. No, I think if you impersonate law enforcement, I think that's a felony.
Law enforcement, yeah.
But if you impersonate somebody to get out of a ticket, if I go, yeah, that's a felony, bro. If I get locked up and I say I'm you, and they
don't
and
say you me.
No, I'm definitely not.
You ain't never come home.
I just looked it up. It's just a misdemeanor. But still,
yeah, I told you.
They saying you can get probation, 6 months in jail, and or a fine. My nigga, hey, listen, Chico, stay away from the drugs, bro.
I don't know why
you
nigga,
know. Hold
nigga,
on, been hey,
telling,
listen, listen.
Nigga been telling him that shit for 50 years, bro. I don't know
Not
why you wasted
him.
Your breath.
Your
day,
whole
man.
Your whole family, stay away from the drugs, bro. Come on,
your crack
bro.
Fucked you, up a whole family, bro.
Bro, think about. The DeBarges as a family.
All this love is waiting for you.
They were talking about drugs. That's what love was.
And they was all this crack is waiting for you.
I think he's on coke.
They said it was methamphetamines. They said it was methamphetamine. So that nigga is on meth.
He's by the Burbank is by the mountain. So actually,
that nigga is on meth.
Well, listen, whatever you're on, I ain't on it, and I'm about to go because I don't want to be on it. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. So we're gonna wrap this up with a Chico. I'm praying for you, brother. I hope the best.
That's Matt. I don't pray for crackheads.
Jesus Christ, he's not a crackhead. Meth he's a head. Meth head. There's a difference.
Might be
same difference.
Probably a base head. But anyways,
I don't pray for Ned. One of them niggas made a decision. Now you got it. That's like
he had his time.
That's like praying for the Knicks.
We had to go there. You had to do that right just now. You had to do that right now. Like,
oh, sorry, but us Brooklyn Nets niggas, we lit right now, nigga.
Brooklyn,
what's up?
Stand up, bandwagoner.
Say it.
Brooklyn.
I won't. Listen, hey.
You can come to the look, I'm gonna tell you this. When we get the chip and we do our thing, you can come to the parade. I'm gonna let you
know.
No, I'm good.
We're gonna do something at the restaurant.
I'm good.
James,
I'm good.
I'm gonna
sit in the house. I'm good.
That's fine. You know who else gonna be sitting in the house? The Knicks, cause they ain't go.
Okay. Fuck you, Mouse Jones.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you, brother. I'm not gonna hold you, man. This has been the best basketball season of my life. For a team that's actually winning, man. I'm enjoying it. And what I'm about to do is about to get off this motherfucker with y'all.
Yep.
And get them finishing ready to love season 3 because it's a mess and I love it.
All right. What's
the call? Come back on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
OG Kerry gotta come back on.
I'm about to watch my man 50 Cent show for life. Episode just dropped today.
Yesterday. I'm actually gonna go watch an old school movie tonight. I'm trying to go watch White Heat. Y'all ever heard of it, James Cagney?
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Remember in Juice, the movie Tupac was watching.
When he shot up the prison.
Yep. So anyway, listen, guys, we love you guys. Thank you guys for coming over and being messy with us. As we always say, if you guys have letters, which we're not doing, it's a motherfucking Thursday, make sure you send everything in to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Send in your submissions for the canoodle corner live. For the motherfucking canoodle corner live on Valentine's
February
Day.
February motherfucking 14th. We going live. The canoodle corner. So make sure y'all video submissions is in by February motherfucking
8th. Okay, listen.
You're throwing me off, Mac Wilds.
I thought it was the 7th. I'm sorry.
Mine said the 8th.
Okay, the 8th. Again, sending your videos, sending it what you like, sending what you don't like. And we got food, we got liquor, and we got jokes for you guys. So it's going to be fun. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment if you can. You know, leave a nice little 5-star rating if you're on Apple Podcasts, you know, because we are childish like that and we do need the acknowledgement.
We need it. Make sure you
go to the Patreon. Put some snaps on that motherfucking Petro. Patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod because you guys are in our motherfucking house 2 times a week eating up all of our snacks.
Don't pay nothing.
Y'all out here like brother man from the 5th floor, bruh.
You know good and well. Y'all know good and well black parents charge your rent as soon as you turn 18. Y'all motherfuckers just walking up in the crib.
Y'all just walking up in the crib. Crazy. Anyway, let me go get this food. I love you guys.
I hate this bus. Love y'all.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
Shout out. Hey, Mac.
Yep.
You going to take a drive in that Lexus thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually me and Christina got a drive set up for the Lexus. In the
I'm about to so, call them up. They owe.
Listen.
See y'all later. All
right. See y'all next week.
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.